Sierra B Mobile.
W Mobile.
Again, hope you had a good evening and enjoying the rain.
It's going to be an awesome day.
Four-legged buddy.
Came down and got her, took her to the vet. They gave her, she was dehydrated, gave her a bunch of fluids and a couple of shots. And checked her blood work and everything, make sure everything was okay. And she ate a little bit last night, and she ate some this morning, so that's the first time she's eaten in 2 days.
Good. That's a step in the right direction anyway.
And then there wasn't no mess in the house last night, so that's a good thing. Everything just got all changed around for her, and her nerves got all bunched up. She, you know, trying to deal with that, collar and the little onesie suit and everything, and having to be walked in the backyard so she didn't run, it just kind of messed her all up.
It's amazing how their personalities come through at times.
Just leave her alone, she does pretty good. Let her, you know, stick to her routine. So the last 24 hours she's been on her regular routine, so that's a good thing. A little bit more in the yard in the afternoon and planted a couple of tomato plants, so we'll see how it works out.
And a nice little soaking right now, so that'll be good for them.
Even here, but it's supposed to be, what, 5 days of rain?
Something like that. I don't know. I know there's supposed to be a bunch of it.
Yesterday.
It was all right. My day wasn't bad. I just had it. Headache off and on all day yesterday.
That sucks. And I hate it when that happens. And unfortunately, it doesn't happen all that often to me.
But it does happen. And so I ended up getting done early yesterday, I guess because I just wasn't standing around talking and I didn't miss anybody, didn't short anybody. I just got done early, went on home and sit down and relax the rest of the evening.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta take a downtime, right?
Oh, you will be made to.
Catch up with you.
AO4CEF on Echo Link.
Good morning, Andrew. Missed you yesterday.
Andrew, KN4TFW. Hopefully, if you went in yesterday, you didn't get caught in that traffic at 85.
I actually got caught in traffic on my way to work on 26 yesterday, so I had to go down the back way and come out on 85.
That interchange, it was, I could see all kinds of red lights right there where you get on 85.
As soon as I saw that, I peeled down New Cut Road and then kind of went in the back way where you come out on 129. How are y'all doing this morning?
Just starting a rainy day.
Over here.
Yeah, I see this rain. I hope it don't start coming down too bad, because be a little wet walking into work.
Now the heavier stuff's about 9 o'clock.
Andrew, how you liking that new plug-in hybrid you got there?
I'll have to admit, I like it. I mean, most of the time, back and forth to work, the only time I'm burning fuel is on I-26. But once I get on 85, like I'm getting on now, it'll run electric all the way to work. So, I mean, it for the most part, the battery cuts out, about half of my fuel usage.
That's good. Are you charging it at night?
Yeah, once I get home, I plug it into the charger. And it's funny because it runs off a 120-volt outlet. And it'll charge it. It's about 10, 11 hours.
How much it makes your electric bill go up?
Yeah, and I thought about that, but I did the math to figure out, like, current fuel prices versus kilowatt hour of electricity from Duke Energy. And technically, it's cheaper, per mile, so yeah, it's a savings of a little bit. We'll see.
Article said that they were in the newer battery cars, they were not installing the AM radio because the frequencies of the HF and everything were messing up everything.
Ken, I doubled with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you'll have to let us know next month how it turned out. KO4HKX. Go ahead now.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I know I was saying they were leaving AM radios out of the battery cars. Something about the frequencies and that.
Yeah, I saw that. I think it's what, Tesla and the GM or one of those. This one still has it, so. But it's not a full electric car, though. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Were they going to make all the AM stations shut down because of electric cars?
They were complaining because, you know, that's where you get your, a lot of your news is on your AM stations.
Yeah, there's definitely been talk about how bad of an idea it is.
For 285, I think I heard Ernie.
For me to make the jump anyway, if you want to hang out with Andrew.
Hey kid, if you want QSY, I'm going to figure out my antenna before long, so I tried to throw it in the back window and it didn't work out too well, so I'm going to pull it up here with me and throw it on the top of the car like I always do, so we'll get it squared away.
I hear you, I know that sucks trying to figure it out. Well, the biggest problem is because it's a rental. So my sister's BMW car, you know, it got hit the other day and they got it in the shop for 2 months.
A long time to be in the shop. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, she was at the QT and somebody come around the building pulling a big old travel trailer and he was coming right beside her while she was laying on the horn and he just kept coming and run the trailer all the way down the quarter panel of the car.
Golly, that would suck. Unfortunately, you got a lot of people pulling stuff that have no clue what they're doing.
Saw her, and he never heard the horn as he drove past her. It was just ridiculous. And then here I saw a couple of days ago, she was in McDonald's, and somebody had like a big old Yukon or something like that, and had one of those carriers on the back receiver hitch and that, and backed out right into the side of her personal car.
Golly, that's crazy. What kind of luck is that? That would suck. Two cars in a short period of time. That would piss me off.
Get your break.
Well, my wife's X3, we only had it probably 2, maybe 3 days. And we went to Lowe's and it was windy that day. And apparently some guy or somebody, I know what he did, but he got out, he was getting in his truck, and it smacked the passenger side door of the X3, so it's got a nice little dent in it. I'll have to take it and get an estimate and all that and see how much it's going to cost to get it fixed.
I turned in hers to get it fixed. They don't have any loaners on that, so they just told her they just wouldn't charge her for those 2 months.
That's all well and good if you got a spare vehicle, but, you know, a lot of people get in this program and they don't have a personal vehicle. They just only have their lease vehicle, and stuff like that will get you in trouble quick. I feel more like you now, though, because this thing's only got like a 10-gallon tank on it.
When it clicks off full and you only got $25 in it, right?
It's definitely nice when you don't have to put much in it. I filled it up. I got it 2 weeks ago. Now, we didn't drive it a whole lot because we were busy last week camping, so we were in the X3. But still, I've got just under half a tank now. What's weird, though, it sucks because this car gives you whenever you look at the gas, it shows you the combined mileage of the two versus just the gas mileage and then the electric mileage. It's really weird. I'd send you a picture of it.
Mine just says average fuel, but, you know, it's not, mine's not a plug-in, so, I mean, the battery charges and discharges. Like, right now, I got about three-quarters battery life, it says, but if I get out of it, it'll switch to battery until it drops down, but it drops down pretty quick.
Yeah, I hadn't quite figured out the best way to use it. Like, right now, I'm just in kind of it's a hybrid eco mode, so once you get up to certain speeds or you have to use, you know, a little more acceleration, it'll kick in the gasoline engine. But, like, for the most part, on 85, I'm all electric. But, on, like I said, on 26, it's more using the engine. So it's a little bit weird. I mean, I could click it over and go all electric, but that's only going to be a one-way trip to work if I do it that way.
So does your motor not charge the battery?
No, so it's not. It's kind of like yours where the motor keeps the batteries going. This is more of it'll run off of electric to drive the car, but then there's certain times where it'll swap over and just drive on the engine itself. So it doesn't use the engine to charge the battery. It'll run off the battery either at low speeds 100%, and like I said, if you got to accelerate, it'll kick on the engine itself, or, you know, like I said, at higher speeds it'll run off the engine instead of the battery.
And a battery life before you get home, it's just all engine until you get charged up, right?
So, like, right now, I've used about 10 of my 22 miles, and I'll be pulling in the parking lot here in a minute, so it'll probably burn the other half on the way home. So, I mean, like I said, half my trip, it's pretty much using the battery. But, yeah, it'll regenerate a little bit, as you know, when you're braking or going down hills, but for the most part, it doesn't regenerate a ton, not enough to keep the battery charged up, so you got to plug it in when you get it back home.
That economy mode, and then it's got a sport mode, and then a sport mode, what it does is the engine charges the battery more and keeps the battery, like, level at, like, three-quarter or higher, so that if you're on some hills, the electric can kick in and assist the motor to get up the hills.
That's interesting. I need to read more into this one. Like I said, it's I don't think it's really even designed to charge the battery much, if at all. Like, if I go sport mode, it basically runs off of the engine itself. And then there's an acceleration boost sport mode, which will use the battery and the engine to give it more oomph behind it, I guess. But I don't know, so still trying to learn it and figure it out and see what I like best.
For me, it was learning how to drive it. You know what I mean? How to get out of the accelerator, then let the battery come on, and then get into it easy, and then the battery will maintain.
I'll agree with that. It's definitely a little bit, like, I haven't figured out. It's got, like, a little icon. It's a diamond that appears on the display. And somehow that shows you how well you're doing as far as your acceleration and your braking, you know, whether you anticipate the braking and let it coast a little bit or what. I still don't understand the little diamond, but it kind of tries to help you get better fuel mileage.
On the little screen that shows, I mean, mine's got about 5 or 6 different screens that you can pull up to see how the battery's going and where the power's going. And then once you figure it out, it ain't too bad.
Yeah, I guess one day I might actually have to read through the manual and figure it out a little better, but right now it seems to be working okay. Which, like I said, I like it. I mean, you know, just putting around town, and if the battery's charged up, we got to head to the grocery store. I mean, not using any fuel at all to go to the grocery store. It just runs completely off of the battery itself instead of burning any fuel at all.
But your battery range is only, like, 25 miles?
That's correct. So, like, this morning, I just took it off the charger. I I think it probably just hit 100%. It said 23, but 22 is the average for the battery. So once it's full, it'll do about 22 miles completely off the battery. So if I run all electric, it'll give me about 22 miles.
It is, and with it's only like 8 miles to her work. That worked out pretty good.
Yeah, I figured mine's about 20. So I mean, either way I go, one way will pretty much be all electric. But like I said, for the most part, like I just pulled in the parking lot, I got 11 miles left, so that'll get me home. So it's either way I run it right now, whether it's all electric one way or just let it run in kind of the hybrid mode, it seems like for the most part I save about half my fuel. So I guess I can't complain. It's better than burning diesel fuel because it's a whole heck of a lot cheaper for unleaded.
Yeah, I heard that. And then when you're sitting in a traffic jam on 85, at least it's not costing you anything.
Yeah, I know. And you can click it over and hold the battery if you want to not use it all while you're sitting in traffic. But it is nice just to sit at a red light. And it's weird because the car's on all electric at a red light, no matter what mode I put it in besides sport. And it'll just, you know, taking off and everything else. It's just so weird. It's interesting to get used to. But so far, I like it. It seems like a pretty nice little car. But, you know, it ain't made for long range as far as using the battery. You'd pretty much be running it just like a normal car. But, I mean, so far my fuel mileage is like 50-plus miles per gallon. And it'll tell me how many miles I get off, you know, mile per kilowatt hour, but I ain't really that concerned about it.
And run the AC, it must have to kick the engine on. I know Susan's Jeep, it's not battery, but it has that mode where if you pull up to a red light, the engine shuts off, and then when you start to go, it comes back on. And that, she was telling me that it never does it on her, and then, but it always did it on me, and it's like, and man, I didn't do anything or figure she did anything different, but then she realized that she was just so used to it, it was doing it on her.
Yeah, my wife, she hates that feature where it cuts off, but I usually leave it on in her cars, because, I mean, you just sitting there at a red light idling. I mean, for the most part, it's just burning fuel for no reason, but... Well, Ken, it is that time, so I'm going to stroll on in the plant and head on into this first meeting. So hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning, maybe actually on the radio and not over the Echo Link. So we'll see. But you have a safe trip into work. Tell Patrick I said 7-3, and y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have an awesome day, and then try to stay dry, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon or in the morning. KN4TFW.
Disturbing the atmosphere with his vehicle.